Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jainsky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jainsky. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Drago, and towards Severson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into left field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fiore moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fiore scores. Otis moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-1 in the game. Severson hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to second to double up Otis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Oliver. McCraw moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Severson catches it and throws to second with Hernandez covering, to double up Aparicio. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-1 in the game. Drago hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fiore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jainsky for the out. Noop moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-2 in the game. Severson hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Noop strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Jainsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Dick Drago. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz pinch runs for Hawk Taylor. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to third. May moves to second. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 3 in the game. Severson bunts towards the mound. Jansky fields it and throws to first for the out. Keough moves to second. One out. Paul Schall pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough scores. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Mike Hedlund. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Paul Schall now playing shortstop. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore juggles the ball. That's an error on Fiore. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Severson covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. John Matthias pinch hits for Jerry Jansky. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Berry moves to third. Matthias moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Matthias now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly strikes out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fiore strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Otis reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Otis moves to third. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthias. Keough reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Oliver moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Royals. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-3 in the game. Severson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.